This actually isn't a major project at somewhat over $7 million and 28 units, but approval required the council in February to override a denial by the City Preservation Board. Then it stalled in the complicated and elaborate process of the variety of financing sources which have to be put together to build something. The Episcopal Diocese has asked the City Planning Board for a one-year extension of its approval while financing is completed. There wasn't a quorum for a decision. Lawyer Mark Romanowski says the problem revolves around state low-income housing tax credits, which are only approved once each year.
There's grant and other financing that's part of the project, and it's a calendar year issue, and we received our approvals towards the end of last year and weren't in a position to complete applications, get all the financing put together to make the timing of that. And we're going forward with that process now and fully expect it to come forward this year.
Romanowski says the diocese is going forward with the project for those low-income people over 55 because there is a serious need. If Albany gives the tax credits for the project, the plan is to start next summer and take about a year to complete. The design calls for a new building and renovation and conversion of existing buildings. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.